the sea salt, and here's warmer.
Yeah, never had no idea they was going to have this many here for the wedding.
No, me neither. I know that I don't believe there's going to be room enough here in this setting room, Mom. I think they ought to have it back there in the dining room, maybe.
Well, don't suggest that to them. You'd have to move all these flowers and everything else out of here.
Yeah, that's right.
There's Luther Phillips and his woman. I splashed them, recollect.
Yeah. Well, howdy, Grandpa.
Howdy.
I heard you're going to tie the knot for him, huh?
Yeah, I'm supposed to, Grandpa, if they'll ever get started.
Well, what's the matter? Couldn't they find nobody else to do it?
Well, I don't know. I wish they had of, I'll tell you that.
You're sort of dressed up today, ain't you, Grandpa?
Yeah, a little, I reckon, a little.
I wanted to see Spud for the ceremony. I've got to find out what his middle name is.
Well, Irvin, ain't it?
No, that's his first name.
Oh, I don't recollect ever hearing no middle name.
I seen him back there a while ago, Mom.
See if you can find him, Grandpap, and ask him what his middle name is.
Yeah, if I can find him.
I wish to goodness they'd hurry. I'm getting as nervous and as fidgety as I can.
Yeah, what about me? Swan, I don't see how I'm going to do this. I don't know what's the matter with him. He's weak all over.
Sit down, Mom. I'll see if I can't get things started around here.
Yeah, see what's holding things up.
I'll be right back now. Well, hello, Cedric.
Oh, howdy, howdy.
Well, how are you, Cedric?
Howdy, Mr. Lum. Never knowed you with your mustache all blacked up that way and your hair slicked down.
Hey, don't be talking too loud, Cedric.
That's a kind of a joke on you having to marry Miss Evelina to Spud after going with her so long, ain't it?
Yeah, I guess it might be, Cedric, to some people.
Yeah, Paul said it was. Said he bet you was kicking yourself for letting Spud beat your time.
Well, I guess your Paul ought to know.
Yes, Mom, he generally does. He was aiming on coming over to the wedding himself, but he had to stay there and chew a team of mules. That's how come me to get to wear his suit.
Don't that look like Caleb's suit you had on there?
Yes, Mom. Wish he'd get him a new one and give me this one.
Fillmore, Mom.
Huh?
His name is Irving Fillmore Gamble.
Oh, all right. Thank you, Grandpa. Irving Fillmore.
And Evelina's is Mary Evelina Shoup.
Yeah, I know that. What'd you find out, Abner?
They're about ready now, Long. Evelina got to crying and had to go back and powder her face again.
Right. She don't want to back out, does she?
Oh, no. Her and her mama's back there crying. Old man Schultz is about to, I think.
Oh, she back there, too?
Yeah, I just now talking to her. He's either about to cry or that stiff collar's about to choke him once. Eyes is bugged out like a tromped-on toad frog.
I reckon I ought to go back and speak to him. If they want me, I'll be back here in the hall, Abner.
Yeah, all right, I'll tell them, Mom. That Lum's so nervous and jumpy, he don't know where he's foot or horseback right now.
Yeah, I reckon he's pretty tore up about Evelina getting married.
A heap more than he's letting on, I'll tell you that, Grandpa.
Well, they ought to thought about that before they asked him to pre-form a ceremony.
Yeah, I know. I don't see how he's going through with it. Now, if he goes back there and sees Evelina crying, why, he's going to break down just as sure as he was.
Of course he will. He oughtn't have went back there.
No.
And this is Friday the 13th, too, Abner. Don't forget that.
I'd forgot about that. It sure is. Wait a minute. I see Sister Simpson going up there to the organ. They must be getting ready to start.
Yeah, it must be.
I'm supposed to be the best man now since Lom's going to do the marrying, but I don't know what I'm supposed to do.
Well, I think you just stand there while they get hitched. I think that's about all they are to it.
Yeah, well, I'll try it out anyway. See you to go along, I reckon. Wait a minute.
Yeah. Abner, they want you back there.
Me?
Yeah, they're going to march in.
Oh, well, ain't you going to march with them, Mom?
No, I'll stand up there on the platform.
Just a minute, Mom. I thought I ought to remind you. I don't know where you thought about it or not, but this is Friday the 13th.
Granny, it is, ain't it? Friday the 13th.
Now, come on, Abner. Oh, yeah. All right, then.
Good luck to you, Lum.
Friends, we're gathered here today to join together in holy matrimony two of our neighbors. A young man who ain't been a resident of the community long, but in that short time, he's won a place in the affections of all that know him. A man who's been found to be honorable and upright in all his dealings, and who we're proud to welcome as a permanent citizen of our little city. The bride, who we all know and love, came here 5 years ago to teach in our local schools. It ain't necessary for me to call to your attention the fine work she did with the children of the community. The example that she has set by her own conduct has been an inspiration to the scholars. She's always took an active part in the church work or any other social events that was for the betterment of the community. And we're mighty proud to know that by this marriage, she is to continue to live as a neighbor amongst us. I just want to say I've never saw a lovelier bride. And I can't begin to tell you how honored I feel at being called on to perform this ceremony, uniting in marriage two of my best friends. This woman to be your lawful wedded wife, to love, honor, and keep her in sickness and in health, and forsaking all others, be faithful unto her so long as you both shall live.
I do.
Mary Evelina Schultz, do you take this man to be your lawful wedded husband, to love, honor, and obey him, to keep him in sickness and in health, and forsaking all others, be faithful unto him, so long as you both shall live?
I do.
If there's anybody here that can show just cause why this couple should not be joined together, let them speak now or forever hold their peace. By the authority invested in me by the state of Arkansas as Justice of the Peace of Cloverleaf Township, I now pronounce you man and wife.